This blade of grass miracle you found is God telling you that nothing can ever hold you back from being who you're supposed to be. Because who you're supposed to be is always alive inside of you.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrienne Gold Davis.
When my children were very small, they were given this school assignment. They were meant to go outside of the building with their teachers, of course, and find a miracle. Now, I remember I was there that day and watching dozens of these little feet scramble into the playground and spill over into the parking lot. Now, naturally, under the close and watchful eyes of their teachers and parent volunteers like me. Many of them, of course, found the swing sets to be the miracle. These flying machines, they said, sent straight from the heaven for them to wing through the air and defy gravity. And of course, what they really wanted was to play. Some of them stood in the spring summer air, watching the leaves on the trees blow back and forth, clearly mesmerized by the unseen hands that were pushing those leaves about. It was miraculous in their mindful little souls because this was a time when nature was not a thing of science, but a thing instead of wonder. But one little boy stood out to me in stark contrast to the rest of them. He was alone on a patch of pavement, about 10 feet from the grassy playground, seemingly staring at his feet in wonder. I wandered over to him. I kneeled beside him, and I remember putting my hand on his tiny little shoulder. I said, "Honey, is everything okay?" I asked him, because I was hoping he was feeling, not sad or lonely. He was one of the few boys that wasn't running around searching for miracles with the other gaggle of guys that were shoving and laughing together, having fun the way little boys often do. He looked up at me and said, "Yeah, and you know what? I think I found the biggest miracle in the world." So I followed his glance towards his feet as he bent down to softly touch a few blades of grass that were sticking out green and proud in a minute crack in the middle of the paved surface. He looked up at me and he said, "How did the grass grow in the pavement? How did it just show up like this? Do you think grass could grow on my shoes? What about out of my hand? Doesn't grass only grow on the lawn from the dirt?" he asked me. His brow was perplexed and serious, and my heart, well, it turned in my chest. "Oh, honey," I said, "what you've found is not just a miracle, but also a promise." "What promise?" he asked. "Well," I said, "the grass is a living thing, and the surface of the earth is everywhere. It's beneath the highways and the grassy lawns, and even beneath the floors of your school. And when we pave over the ground, we make it hard for things to grow up out of the earth, like they do when they're not squashed by the sidewalk or the asphalt. But you know, honey, things want to grow more than they want to be squashed. And if a little crack happens and the earth can come through even a tiny little bit, then it's going to push its way through and begin to grow there anyway. It doesn't care if there's no other blades of grass beside it. It just wants to be, to grow. And maybe it is more fun to be a blade of grass with the other blades on the lawn, having companionship. But even more than that, the grass just wants to grow and be. This blade of grass, my friend, is showing you that even if something tries to squash you or to hold yourself inside, that you will still be able to find a crack and escape. This blade of grass miracle you found is God telling you that nothing can ever hold you back from being who you're supposed to be, because who you're supposed to be is always alive inside of you. He looked at me and simply said, "Yeah," and began to walk back to the group. And I was so moved, I thought I would cry. And then I remembered that beautiful Leonard Cohen poem, with that glorious line, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." And then, of course, I remembered the line that our sages teach us, and I once saw on a greeting card, Every blade of grass has its angel that bends over it and whispers, "Grow, grow." I remembered that as I headed out into my day to look for the life forces surging forth in the least expected of places, the ones we ignore unless setting our sights upon them intentionally, the life and the worth in the stranger who passes us and in the person in the car beside us, the millions of stories and, in fact, universes to discover in every encounter of my day. You know, there's a prayer that we say when you see a gathering of 600,000 people. It goes like this. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, knower of secrets. Because each human, each being holds their own secrets and is their own universe unto themselves. In fact, this is why we learn that to take one life is to take an entire universe. It strikes me as funny, the way we ooh and awe over things like fireworks or a gorgeous sunset, how we're blown away by things that appear to be outside of nature's norms, when every single moment of every single day, we meet universe after universe after universe. And what would happen if today every person I saw, everyone who passed me, I saw them as a soul, as a universe? What would happen if I looked closely for that figurative grass growing out of the sidewalk cracks? Maybe it's a coworker who's suffering, but still got it together to get up and get dressed for work and paste it on a smile and continue to grow. Because how do we know what the person in front of us had to do just to show up, to continue growing? So today, as you move through this gift of another day, can you seek out the miracles around you? Can you look deeply at those who are generally invisible to you? When you order your breakfast, when you pay for your groceries, when you walk along the way. Today I'm challenging you. Can you find a person who is generally invisible to you and look a little closer? Can you try to peek into their personal universe, searching for the particular miracle that is them? Can you search radically for their soul while ordering your coffee, while you check out your groceries, while paying the attendant at the parking lot? What about making a phone call to someone you generally only text with and give them 5 minutes of your undivided attention the way you would if they were your child? Because all of us are desperate to be seen. And it's in seeing others that we are truly seen ourselves. And just as only a diamond can cut and facet another diamond, so too only can a soul touch another soul. And as we see the facets of the other's soul, we see our own souls in sharp relief. Remember, if every blade of grass has its own angel, then how much more so do each and every one of us have one too?
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
You're listening to a Momentum Podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.